Hi, I'm Tony Riddle, and this is the Nat Life Pod, a platform for conversation to help close the gap between wellness as an industry and wellness as a state of being. Big shout out to this episode's sponsor, XL Coffee. XL are renowned organic coffee producers here in the UK who have gone to extraordinary lengths to ensure their coffee is mold-free and has kept its antioxidant potency. XL are waking up the world of coffee. I'm a big fan and recommend you go give them a try. Use discount code NatLifePod at checkout. Details are in the show notes. Welcome to the NatLife Pod with me, Tony Riddle. Tony behind the mic, solo behind the mic. I want to start with something. I want to read something to you. I've started a course at the beginning of the year. New year, new me. It's always a new me, isn't it? New moments, I believe. Talking to the new year, new me, I think it's always important to remember there's 365 days in a year because we come out the blocks, don't we, like on the first. And it's like, I need all this stuff to change now. And really it's the patience in the process and understanding that it is a whole year. And if we want real longevity, is to tune into the, rather than the crush it, crash, is to think, crush it, rest, crush it, rest, crush it, rest. And for me, January, especially Jan, feels very much like hibernation still and taking my time to reemerge somewhat. Anyway, back to the course. I'm studying something at the moment. I decided, with all the practices we're doing and the practices that seem to be unfolding, how much of it is traditional really to our lands here where we sit right now in the UK? So I signed up for a druidry course to be a druid. And the first part has been the bardic disciplines practice. Anyway, reading the text, I come across this. So I'm going to read this now, and it's quite something. It's about storytelling, right? And podcasts are great platforms for storytelling. I really do believe that. So if we think about the times we're in, very much relate to the bard, because storytelling and poetry or song even, but the real creative and how we share and communicate today is perhaps more in line, I would say, with that of the bard, you know, before the written word, let's say. That's real storytelling. Anyway, I digress. Stories are precious things and have a life of their own. Open yourself to stories and you open yourself to a depth of understanding that far surpasses the paltry efforts of the intellect. Love that. There is an old storytelling tradition that when you tell a story, you imagine the person who told it to you is stood behind you. The person who told it to them is stood behind them, and so on. A whole chain of ghosts connecting the tradition and giving it the story its momentum. You don't need to tell a story, you just need to open your mouth and it will happily tell itself. Propelled by the life it has been given by the weight of all those ancestors. I love that. You can really feel it, can't you? Just behind us. Storytelling. Yeah, I think we've had some incredible pods. So I thought this was more like a bookend, really. And just to firstly, just thank those that have been on the pod. Thanking you guys, of course, for tuning in and listening. But the stories that have been shared thus far, right? And recent was Reese's story. It was the last pod that we put out. And oh my God, did it really just highlight that real privilege of what it is to be alive? I speak to this a lot, but when you're in the presence of someone that's been through what Reese has been through, you know, he had a heart attack at the age of 24, mild one, 5 years in, age of 29, bam, gets hit with a heart attack and has a bypass. And what emerges from that really is the rebirthing of Reese and talking to this bridging the gap between wellness as an industry and wellness as a state of being. What I love about Reese's story is he's gone from like real international level at the peak of his career, a real level of fitness, let's say, to suddenly speaking to taking 10 steps and being completely out of breath and loss of identity, everything in rehab, out of rehab, breakup of family, loss of home, on benefits, and hitting real rock bottom, and that rock bottom being perhaps the stable foundation to rebuild himself. And what I also love about that story, and many of the others that I've had on recently, especially within that level of athleticism or discipline that they've had, let's call it discipline, it really does show that discipline, when we're disciplined with practices like the breath work in Reese's case, what transformation can occur. And so I think that speaks to the new year, new me. It's not just picking up practices. Oh, there's a practice, I'll try that. It's really having the discipline within the practice to keep revisiting, keep going back to it. There's longevity in that. And transformation, real transformation, comes with that. It's not a new fad. It's not the latest thing. It's our breath. And through breath, there's huge healing. And speaking to some of the other podcasts we've had with other international rugby players that have suffered brain injuries, through breath work again, and nature immersion, and cold immersion, and movement, and very, very, very much aligned with the practices I speak to, have again healed themselves and brought around huge change. But again, it comes down to the discipline within those practices and not thinking of the crush it, crash of that. It's revisiting it time and time and having the discipline to stay in it. So yeah, some powerful podcasts happened last year, and we've got some great pods coming up. Last year, for me, wow, what a year. We relaunched this, of course, the pod. Yes. Launched Nat Life Coach. Yes. I think we're at about 30 certified coaches now that have been through that program, which is quite something. And again, helping to close the gap between wellness as an industry and wellness as a state of being. And they're in a coaching directory now through Nat Life Coach, certified coaches, and are receiving clients. So that's amazing. I started last year with this, help others to help me help others. And that coaching certification is certainly ticking that box right now. I'm ever so proud of that. As proud as I am, of course, of the podcast and everything else we're doing. What else am I proud of myself for? Well, the Man Men March for Movember. Wow, that was quite something. It changed shape somewhat. It was meant to happen earlier in the year. It got postponed. And then I was holding, funny enough, the Nat Life Coach certification down here in Cornwall. And off the back of that was then going to start what was this 630-mile run along the Southwest Coastal Path. But it wasn't to be a lone wolf attempt. The idea was to go with other men, part of Man Men and part of other men's group to meet us along the way. Unfortunately, on the day when we were heading to the start, we'd had notifications that there'd been landslides. We had this crazy storm in called Storm Kiran, and it affected the route. And then it was very quickly, bam, we had to change. And testament to the practice again, that I didn't lose my shit, because I could bring it right back to the breath, get outside and just find some clear clarity of how we change it. And it then became a run just here on this part of the Southwest Coastal Path, covering a marathon per day to get the 630 miles of that Southwest Coastal Path. Not the whole path, just segments of it, but a cumulative to reach the same mileage. But with that change meant that men that were perhaps looking at joining on segments couldn't make it. So the first few days, we had a large number of men joining us. After that, felt somewhat like the lone wolf attempt again. And I remember getting to, I think I was on day 13. And I had a moment of, this is what we do now. You know, the mind and body, we're in it. This is what we're doing. And I could just do this forever. And then, boom, the winds came. And it was brutal out there, like really powerful winds, to the point where I felt I was being picked up off the path and thrown in different areas, and to find my feet was pretty tricky. I have a great technique, I would say, for running. I love barefoot running. I love form. And I have a whole running technique that I coach. But when you're hit with winds and crazy terrain, things happen, and it certainly happened. I blew an ankle, landing awkwardly, and the next day decided to take it easy. I'd go for an easier marathon. It wasn't out on the gnarly coast. It was down from the house, down to the coast and back, and that would be 10K and achieve four of them, and I had my marathon. Arrived back that evening to what no longer resembled an ankle. I called it a cankle, where the calf and the ankle had kind of had a baby, and it was a cankle. It was swollen. It was tender. Couldn't stand on it. And I had to put my hand up, and I put my hand up and asked for help. And this was the real magic of that event for me. Suddenly we had people going out, men on the path and women on the path, recording their mileage, entering it on Strava and posting it, so that the days when I couldn't get out there because it was too tender, the cankle was screaming, I then had the mileage that we needed, and we did it. We completed it, all 630 miles of it. In amongst it, I decided, I had a notification from Water and Stone that they were holding a sweat lodge. And I thought, I feel it's speaking to me, this sweat lodge. I'm going to go into a sweat lodge. And who goes to a sweat lodge? That's what I got hit with afterwards, after 14 marathons, to sit in a sweat lodge. And if you don't know about a sweat lodge, it's, imagine you arrive and there's a framework that's been built. And it has blankets over it and a hole to enter, dome-shaped. And in front of this, there's a huge fire that's burning with big rocks inside. Inside the sweat lodge, there's a pit that's been dug out right in the middle. And you enter the sweat lodge, and we had women on one side and men on the other side. And the rocks are brought in, and they're put in the central pit. And you have nine to begin with, representing each month in the womb. And you kind of understand that eventually, because it's very much like a rebirthing experience. And it's dark, and it was cold outside. And as I enter, we had to crawl around the pit to begin with. And I'm sitting at the back of the sweat lodge, and it was on a slight slope. And I with a cankle that's incredibly painful, I just couldn't find a sitting position that was comfortable. So I had that I was dealing with. Then what happens is, with these red hot rocks that are sitting in the central pit, water is poured on, the flap is down, so you're now in this dome, it's dark, you have sweaty bodies up against you, you have an uncomfortable ankle, and it is like the most intense sauna you've possibly sat in. Herbs are put on the fire, a drum's being beaten, and song again. Bards, back to the bardic. And you're taken on a journey through song, and it's really quite something. Suddenly the flap opens, we have a bit of air comes in, everyone has this sigh of relief. It's like, oh. And then nine more rocks come in. Boom, same again. Water, herbs, music, song. Two rounds in, And suddenly this, right at the end of the second round, this voice dropped in the intensity of this experience. And it was a voice that I recognized all the way back to me running Land's End John O'Groats. And I was on the final day and I had 52 miles to run. And I also had a massive cankle. I had a huge swollen ankle. And a guy called Justin Cathery, who's over in Ireland in a place called Greystones, where my friends, the Happy Pair, David and Stephen are, he'd sent a video to say, "You're the minority of the minority of the minority that gets to do this. One step, one breath. You've got this, man." And it was so inspiring, those words. And I carried it through the day on this final day on Land's End John O'Groats and completed it, the mission. When in this case, I'm now sitting in the sweat lodge and Justin's voice comes in, "You're the minority of the minority of the minority." But then something else came in was what percentage of that minority do you need to get down to before you feel you're strong enough on your feet? And in the morning before this sweat lodge, I was in the kitchen with Katerina and we were discussing the fact that I was born with club feet. And I'd said to Katerina, "I wonder if the fact that I was born with club feet means that my ankles are just more vulnerable and that's why I've triggered my ankles and that's why perhaps it happened on Land's End John O'Groats. Perhaps there's a vulnerability there. In the way that my ankles or my feet were reshapen so that I could walk and then I could run." And Katerina replied, "Tony, how many people go and run this kind of mileage who weren't born with club feet?" So I had that in the morning. And then to be hit by this percentage, what percentage does it have to get down to? Very powerful experience that for me. And one of the guys, when I was sharing it within the sweat lodge, said, "Maybe just stop running." I then, the next day, had a healing. A woman called Catherine, and she holds the womanhood space. I have man, men, and she holds womanhood. It's a women's circle within our community. And she said, "I'd like to do a healing for you. Can I do a healing?" I said, I'd love for you to do a healing, as my foot's in a complete state. I can't stand on it. I'd love it." Almost at the point where, yes, let's do this. And she set up a drumming circle. And her first thing she went to was a snake, and it's her healing totem that wrapped around my ankle. And that's where the healing started. Then it went to my heart. And she said there was grief there. And it was like a grief, ancestral kind of grief. And that my ancestors had to run from something. And she then said, again, the message was, "Stop running." It's quite something, right? So I've stopped running for now. I haven't run since the end of the Man Men March, funny enough. I've been out walking and I've really appreciated the walking. Something very different to walking along that coastline. And one of the days on the Man Men March for Movember, I chose to walk. Running wasn't possible. And I had some really powerful insights. And it made me, the realization was just to be out there on the path in the elements, walking, that you get to see so more and you get to hear so much more. Sometimes running, you just have the blinkers on, don't you? And you're just off and tuning in and you reach these heightened states. But to really have moments to be able to reflect. And so that walking became that for me. And I think off the back of that, it's been lots of reflection for me. This period feels very much like that as we move in to this new year and perhaps the new me. I'd also decided that I wanted to become more still so I could hear more. And bizarrely enough, on Christmas Day, I lost my hearing in my right ear and it still isn't back. So clearly, I wasn't still enough. So here's to being still and hearing more. And here's to you for hearing more. So thank you deep appreciation, much love and gratitude for all the support with the pod, for all the likes, all the shares, all the comments. It's really appreciated. Anyone that's holding a podcast, it's a lot of work goes into it, and it's a lot for guests to be sharing what they're sharing. So it shows real appreciation when they get a like, they get a comment, and it really helps support them, not just the podcast, in the message that they're perhaps delivering. Moving forward with the pod, again, some great guests. We don't have any more rugby players lined up. I feel like we've bookended that now for a period of time. But again, love the message from that international level. I think it's so important. And also important to hear how the practices are moving into that space, that we're hearing so much of that. Within our own community, it's been really growing. It's been great to see it. Lots of events, of course, unraveling. 100 Human Experience is growing and growing. We have an amazing experience lined up back at 42 Acres. And I'm bringing the Sweat Lodge into that. I had such a powerful experience with it. So we now have Root of the Gods coming, and we're building a 100 Human Sweat Lodge at 42 Acres for that event. Is that just because I've had that experience? I think yes. I think because it's such a rebirth. It was so powerful, such a deep message for me, and so very healing. And I've heard of so many others having that same experience. So to be able to deliver that on that scale to 100 humans at an event is really going to be quite powerful. So if that speaks to you, just head to tonyriddle.com. You'll be able to find that 100 Human Experience at 42 Acres. Event-wise, running-wise, I have got to pick it up soon. Possibly February. I think February feels like the time for me to maybe get back out there on the path. I've been invited by Survival International to run the London Marathon. And I thought, as it's Survival International, I'm going to do it barefoot. So I'm going to enter the London Marathon and run that one completely barefoot with my Survival International vest, raising awareness for Indigenous cultures, amplifying the voice for those Indigenous cultures, remembering, of course, that 5% of the world's population is Indigenous, but they look after 80% of the world's biodiversity. So that alone is, well, firstly, I guess we have to question, what is the 95% of us doing if only 5% are looking after the world's biodiversity? So we can question that. But I think largely just to look at, shine a light on what's happening within their communities and help raise awareness and their voice. And Survival International are doing great work. If you don't know about Survival International, go check them out. And support them in any way you can. And you can do that by even helping me raise donations, of course, which will be for that London Marathon. So no doubt I'll be chucking a few stories out there and building a few reels around that. Social media, again, I've had this strange relationship with it over the last year, I guess. Almost the feeling of reinvention, I feel, for me, to kind of learn to love it again. And I think this story of the Bardic story again, of it's an opportunity for us to be really creative and share stories, but also perhaps stories from our lands, reconnecting us to the lands. Another pod from last year around that would be worth checking in with Seth Hughes. Have a listen back to that. He's putting some amazing content out there that really speaks to re-indigenizing, let's call that, rewilding, reconnecting people to the land and the folklore of our land even. So that feels like some of the direction I feel perhaps I might be moving towards too, especially with this Druidry course, right? So that's me bookending really this pod. Perhaps this should have been at the end of the year. It's just finding time really, and also respecting the crush it, rest, crush it, rest, crush it, rest. There is an air of desperation sometimes, it feels, when we're trying to get podcasts out or content out, you know? And I think there's very much this, we have to speak from a place of real authenticity, don't we? And if we're upregulated, in a mess, trashed, putting content out there, is it the best position to be putting it out there from? I'm not so sure, you know? I think we, what is it, the oxygen mask, you know? Save yourself before you save others. So that's a New Year message, isn't it? Save yourself before you save others. Really embody the practice, I guess, before putting the content out around the practice. That's authentic. That feels authentic to me. So, Simon, let's bring Simon's face in here, because, you know, if it's a thank you for the podcast, this man is the man behind the scenes that helps get the pod out there. This man. All the editing, the filming, the production comes down to Simon. So, thank you, Simon. Thanks for your amazing work. Wouldn't be doing it without you. I certainly would be crushing it and crashing if it were on my own, I can tell you. Much love to you all. Thank you for tuning in. Remember, please do like it, share it, comment, subscribe even, especially to YouTube, because that really does help. And it helps amplify the voices of others that, again, are sharing their stories. And ultimately, the message at the beginning of this pod when it relaunched was closing the gap between wellness as an industry and wellness as a state of being. We are bombarded with information. I get it. It's like, oh, another podcast, another reel, and whatever it is. But again, we can be real creatives here and get great messages out into the world. And people are sharing their stories that really are very powerful and life-changing. It's changed their lives. And I do believe just a story alone can change the story of the world. Much love. Thank you. As always, I hope you enjoyed today's conversation. If you feel drawn to do so, then please subscribe to the show, leave a review, and don't forget to share. Sharing is caring. It really helps me to help others. If you're drawn to immersing yourself in any of the NatLife experiences, or see yourself as a NatLife coach, head to tonyriddle.com for details of how to immerse yourself in the community. You can follow my adventures on Instagram at The Natural Lifestylist. Big shout out to Simon from We Are The Clarks for producing, filming, editing. Much love.